because obviously I didn't really like being around people, and not because people are horrible or anything, but because I'd always feel very conscious about myself. I'd be conscious about the way I'm dressed, the way I look. I'd be conscious about the way I'm walking, about the way my hair looks, the way I'm, you know, I'm just conscious about everything that's going on around me. And I hated that feeling so much because it feels like I'm just walking around in fear. I'm walking around in this bubble of fear. What is up, Bola? It is your girl, Nicole Nightwine. Welcome to another episode of Continue with me. I hope you guys are doing good, having an amazing day. If not, I hope your day gets better. So I'm recording this at night, so you might listen to this in the morning. I'm most probably going to listen to this in the morning. So I hope your day does get better. Or your night, if you're a real one, and actually listen to it when I drop. But anyways, yeah. So on today's episode, I wanted to speak on social anxiety. Yo, guys. So I've been suffering with social anxiety for a long time, but I didn't realize that I was suffering with social anxiety. It always used to be a thing of, nah, I just don't like people, or nah, I'm just an introvert. I wouldn't like to go out and do certain things and certain activities because, like, gee, I just didn't want to, you know. And I always use that excuse, with, nah, I just, I'm a thunderbird, which isn't actually true. I don't think that I hate people or I don't like people. I think that they give me just a whole lot of anxiety. So, yeah, so I just wanted to make this episode just to give you some signs that you might have social anxiety, or, you know, signs that I picked up with myself, you know. So the first one was obviously I didn't really like being around people. And not because people are horrible or anything, but because I'd always feel very conscious about myself. I'd be conscious about the way I'm dressed, the way I look. I'd be conscious about the way I'm walking, about the way my hair looks, the way I'm, you know, I'm just conscious about everything that's going on around me. And I hated that feeling so much because it feels like I'm just walking around in fear. I'm walking around in this bubble of fear and, you know, just afraid that people are judging me and just looking at me. Like, I hate being stared at. This is why I don't like being stared at. People, like, feel like you're rude or anything when I say, please just don't stare at me. If you see me in public, just say hi. Come say hi. Say you know me from Instagram. And I have had people come up to me, and I'm so grateful for those type of people that come up to me, you know. Because it makes me feel so awkward. Like, you'll stare at me and be like, eh, what is going on? Not because I'm trying to be rude or anything, but because I feel like you're just staring at me and it's making me very self-conscious about the way I look, the way I'm talking. It just makes me feel like, is there something wrong with me? The question always goes back to, is there something wrong with me? Is something wrong with my nails? Something wrong with my foot? Or like, you know? So it's just that. So that's one of the things that you have to look out for to see if you might be suffering with social anxiety. And by the way, I'm not a doctor. I'm just speaking from personal experiences, and, you know, second of all, I always like to think that people that are always late to social gatherings usually suffer with social anxiety. It's either you suffer with social anxiety or you're just always late and you have really bad time management skills. Really, really bad. Or you just suffer with social anxiety. I know majority of the time I'm late to something is because I didn't want to be there in the first place. I didn't want to be there in the first place because I'm like, ish, you know, there's going to be a whole lot of people there. And it's just going to be me being self-conscious the entire time. Feel like people are watching me and judging me and, you know. So I'm going to try and drag it, procrastinate, even getting out of bed, showering. Try and just drag the whole process of me going to the place until it comes to a point where I say, "Uti, I so let me just stay home," you know. So that can be a symptom of suffering with social anxiety, you know. It can be, or you just, as I said, or you just really have bad time management. You suck with time management. Sometimes people can physically become ill when they're surrounded by people or have to do anything in front of, like, a social group of people. You know, sometimes people just think that they're shy or they just have stage fright or whatever, but really you're just suffering with social anxiety. You're your normal self when you're around people that you know, and you know how to articulate your words, you're confident when you speak, you know, the way you present yourself is so much different compared to when you present yourself in front of a crowd or in front of a group of people, you know. So that just might be a sign that you're suffering from social anxiety. But I know that when I speak to my friends and family, I'm usually just a chatterbox. I'm a chatterbox. But when it comes to like a group of people, sometimes I can get a little, I will feel my tummy turning. Yo, guys, you know, some people even faint, guys. It comes to that. It comes to people fainting because of the amount of social anxiety that they're experiencing. It really, really dawns on your physical health as well. Not just, should I say mental? Yeah, mental health as well. Now, having social anxiety as a content creator, like social media influencer, is quite tricky. It is quite tricky. Your job and career demands a lot of, you know, you being social, you know, not just on the internet or on social media basis, but also in person as well. So yeah, because a lot of people are gonna know you, a lot of people are gonna know you, and some people are not shy to come up to you and greet you and say, hey, I know you from wherever, from YouTube or from a podcast, from Instagram or wherever, Twitter, whatever. And it's quite tricky. It is really, really tricky because you don't want to be rude. You really do not want to be rude. And now it's just you fighting with your anxiety, yeah? It's you fighting with your anxiety. Because it's like a totally different thing when you're in your room or in whatever space you create content in. And, you know, you're just speaking to the phone. As much as you're going to be, you know, broadcasting this out on a very large platform with a lot of people that are gonna be watching you, it just feels different. It's really different speaking to people over the phone because you can't really see them, you know. You're just speaking, you speak confidently, and when people see you, they expect that, you know, they have expectations into you. You're this confident person, you know. So it's quite difficult. It is quite difficult. I definitely feel that there are ways to manage your social anxiety, because you cannot really sit in your room cooped up the entire day, you know. I should start taking my advice. Yeah, but you can't be cooped up in a room because that kind of creates, you know, a very depressive environment, because you're all alone with your thoughts. And yeah, your thoughts sometimes are ugly and not true and will fool you. They will fool you. So it is quite tricky. Also, a person with social anxiety does find it really hard to make friends, you know, because you just always have this feeling of, I don't want to say awkwardness, but this feeling of you're being judged, you're being watched, and it's just difficult. You're very conscious about everything that you make. You're very selective about the people that you choose to be in your life, because you're conscious, as I said, who's in your life, who's in your space, you know. So it's quite difficult to make friends. It is really difficult to make friends when you have social anxiety, you know. And yeah, it's very weird. It's really, really weird. It's very contradicting, as I say. It's very contradicting how I have people, so many people that are following me, and that, you know, I speak to well on DMs and stuff like that, that I interact with over my stories, over comments and stuff like that. Whereas in real life, I don't want to say I'm a shy person. I just really suffer with social anxiety. It's a joke. But I've learned how to manage it. I've really learned how to manage it while I'm still trying, you know, to do better. Because, yeah, edgy. I'm rough on the edges, yeah. I'm rough on the edges. But I really believe that it's manageable. It's really manageable. Sometimes it can get out of hand because people will, like, experience panic attacks. As I said, that social anxiety does kind of, you know, it does dawn on your physical health as well, because you will
experienced panic attacks, you know. And panic attacks, I spoke about those in my one of my episodes, I think last season. You know, my experience with panic attacks and the physical feelings of him. I described everything, how you start losing breath, you start crying, everything just feels like, everything just feels overwhelming, you know. So, yeah, that's social anxiety for me. That's social anxiety. I'm not sure if I should share how I manage my social anxiety, or I don't know. I don't know if I should make it a different episode. Or should I just do it here? I think I'm going to do it here. So, As I said, I'm not perfect. I haven't really perfected, you know, overcoming social anxiety. It's just ways that I've found helpful to manage it, you know. And one of them is totally not caring. Really, like, when I walk out of my room or block door, I put on this persona of I do not care. Because, as I said that, you know, when you have social anxiety, you become really self-conscious and you feel like people are watching you, people are judging you. But really, people do not care, guys. I don't care. They don't care. People are just living their own lives. I'm also living my own life. I'm doing my own thing. They're doing their own thing. So, you know, I just got to get myself out of that headspace of kuthi abantu bangibuka, abantu abanendaba, abantu bayiphilela impilo yabo. People are living their own lives, you know? And I really think that has helped me so much. I really, really think it has helped me so much to overcome social anxiety, because I won't end up. Even if they do care, they're quite curious or whatever, I don't care, you know. And would I recommend this method of overcoming social anxiety? I don't know, but it's worked for me, so child. You know, maybe you can try it. A method that I've used to overcome social anxiety is definitely going on Instagram lives. This is more for social media influencers, social media creatives, you know. I prefer the word creatives than influencers. And you know, going on lives, you know how awkward lives are. It puts you to the test, Kuti. When you're outside, what's going to happen? It puts you to the test, guys. You're speaking with random people. Random people are literally watching you do whatever you want to do. And it just gives them opportunity and entitlement to comment and say whatever they want to say about whatever you're doing. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, yeah, as I said, lives do help. Lives have helped me, you know. And also, I've really been trying to get over myself and try to put myself out there, you know. I've been trying. Has it been working? I don't know. But it's something that I've been trying, and I'm going to try harder. No one wants to live with social anxiety. Come on now. But yeah, I don't know. I can't really think of anything off the top of my head right now. Because, you know, my episodes, my podcast is really, you know, winged. I wing it. I really don't script stuff, you know. Maybe that's a bad thing. Maybe it's a bad thing. I don't know. I don't know yet, but I'll see. Well, that brings us to the end of this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope you gave me a 5-star rating. I hope you do. I hope you enjoy these episodes. I hope you're enjoying this podcast, guys. I really hope you're enjoying it, because I'm trying to be consistent again. I'm trying to come back slowly but surely, because I actually did love doing this, and I did find it really, you know, I don't know, recharging. Is that even a word? I don't know. It just feels nice. I enjoy it so much. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you leave a comment. I hope you put those notification bells on to know every time I drop an episode. And yeah, that's it for me. Bye y'all.